News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Spain has declared a state of emergency after it was hit by a major blackout across the country alongside Portugal, which also lost power. And Melita Cameron-Wood, freelance journalist in Valencia, joins us. Now, Melita, before we get to what happened yesterday, how are things now?
Well, the lights are currently working. And at 6 a.m. this morning, Red Eléctrica, which is the Spanish provider of electricity, said that 99.16% of national electricity demand has now been re-established. But there are still issues, particularly with transport. Just this morning, about 35 minutes ago, Metro Valencia tweeted to say that three of the metro lines are experiencing voltage issues, so they won't be running for the moment. And trains, so Renfe has also said that some trains will also not be running, or the schedules will not be normal operation will not be.
Okay. So power largely back, but still issues with things like public transport. How do we know how the airports are functioning?
Well, yesterday, as we saw, there were loads of people stranded at airports. I think it's going to be a gradual process until normalcy is achieved at the airports.
Bring us back to yesterday. This happened around, is this right, around 12:30 Spanish time? Was it just a blanket outage, or how did it become apparent to yourself and other people what was happening?
As we now know, at 12:33, 15 gigawatts of the energy, which is actually about 60% of nationwide usage in Spain, just disappeared for 5 seconds. And that had a massive impact, but none of us knew this, obviously. So I was working from home and I was connected to a VPN doing some work for a client. And suddenly a little noise alerted me to the fact that I'd been disconnected. My initial thoughts were, you know, maybe it's just my flat. But then it quickly became apparent after talking to neighbours that the whole block was without electricity. Then we realised it was actually the whole street. So it was kind of a drip feed. We didn't really have any way of contacting people. Then when I went to my neighbours, they managed to get the internet was kind of dipping in and out a bit, and they got a message saying, oh, it's the whole of Spain and Portugal. So obviously this created a bit of a panic because we weren't able to get consistent information and we weren't sure if this information was actually true or not. And there was a lot of speculation going around, and the Pedro Sanchez, the Prime Minister of Spain, has advised against speculation because, you know, that it is still being investigated. There has been an investigation that has been started by the Joint Cyberspace Command and National Cryptologic Centre into potential cyber attacks, but there's no evidence of that. But that was the main thing that many people were concerned about yesterday.
Okay, so they are looking into that, even though they're currently saying that it was to do with temperature variations and atmospheric conditions is what it's being described as internationally. And so what went out? So all the power went out, all the lights went out, but I presume the knock-on effects were things like traffic lights. We're hearing stories of people being trapped in lifts, various things like that were sort of little pocket stories were happening all over the country.
Yeah, absolutely. I walked out and none of the public transport that's usually working was working. So the trams had all halted. There were no traffic lights. Traffic was moving very slowly. And pedestrians were kind of just walking across, you know, whenever it was possible. None of the usual, there were lots and lots of fire engines circulating. And as you say, that was largely associated with people stuck in lifts. There was concern about people in hospitals. It has been said that, you know, the generators were used so that it didn't actually have
impact.
A effect on people.
All right. But 99% back, we think, today throughout Spain. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Melita Cameron-Wood, their freelance journalist in Valencia.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.